Blog Talk Radio.
I'm eating fish sticks.
Fish sticks. Hey, we may have a problem here this evening. I'm just warning everybody.
This is good. This is a good one. The show has left the time-space continuum with this. Frank, please proceed.
Yeah, for whatever reason, and this doesn't really mean anything to the listeners, but we have a time clock when we're on air, and the time clock is off by 31 seconds, which means it says now that we have 31 seconds less than what we're showing on the actual time. So what that means is there's going to be a long delay possibly. I don't know if things are even working, if we're even on the air right now. I think we are. So we will for
I'll tell you what. Let's find out. Let's get desperate for a caller. How about if we get desperate for a caller, someone please call us up and tell us you can hear the show.
Yeah, that's good. And if no one calls, that means either no one wants to call or we are not being heard. The number is 714-242-5272. If you are listening, we just want to confirm, are we on the air? And if nobody calls, that still doesn't mean anything. You understand that, right?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. No, but nobody cares about shit in my pants either. So,
hey, no, actually, I would. I think that would be funny as shit. Get it? It's been 3 weeks since we've been on the air, believe it or not, because 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, whenever it was, the Super Bowl, and then last week I had computer problems, and here we are. We're back. So what have you been up to, Mr. Superhero?
Not a lot. Actually, not a lot. Uncue the music. We've been kind of quiet. We're gearing up.
Uncue the music. Okay, goodbye, music.
No. Put it back on. we're gearing up for the whole year of stuff. We have a whole bunch of events coming up. The first, the big one, we got a couple small ones, but the first big one is to be the New York City Hot Sauce Expo in Brooklyn, New York. April 21st and 22nd, and here's an added pleasure. We have been asked to do the wing-eating competition at 4 o'clock on Saturday, April 21st. It's not a wing-eating competition. It's this DEF CON wing-eating death match. It's not often in your life where people come to you and voluntarily want you to hurt them, and they're not paying you. Normally, it'll be like, you know, like a mistress or something like that. No, this has nothing to do with that. They want me to hurt them, and I do. And a lot of them will be puking. The best part is, Budweiser, with the Dilly Dilly, which is my last name, I can actually use my last name for a positive thing for humans. This is awesome. And my name is spelled with an E, not just D-I-L-L-Y. We put an E in there. So I can't be sued by Budweiser because my name's different. We're going to have a great time. People will be cast into the pit of misery at the show. This is going to be epic. It's going to be one of those you should have been there moments. I hope everybody can make it. So April 21st, 4 o'clock.
How do you get tickets for that damn thing? Do you have to know somebody or can you buy them at the door?
NYCHotSauceExpo.com.
And what's it cost?
Well, it depends on the package. I'm still eating dinner. Now, it depends on the package you want. If you want the good package,
we
can get it for like ten. Well, I say VIP. It's like $100.
Oh.
Now, stop. Just stop.
Listening.
Where else in Brooklyn, goes from 10 to 6, where else in Brooklyn are you going to have free beer, free food, and the vendors are not this just like some bullshit, like guy stepping on donuts thing. A real good food, actually. 8 hours of good food and free beer, free food, free beer for 8 hours in Brooklyn. You're not going to find it.
Yeah,
sorry.
Well, you're paying
not to mention the whole hot sauce show.
Wait, if you're paying $100, it's not free.
Right. Suck my toes, dude. No, dude. What do you want me to say?
The reason I'm saying I may go to this thing, I've been hearing about it. How long have I known you? Too long. But
put it this way, I never met you, dumbass, so come on up.
I know. I should do this. April 21st and April 22nd. It's both days, right?
Yep.
Saturday and Sunday?
Wow, imagine that.
Okay, so April 21st, 22nd, it's in Brooklyn. I'll look it up.
Yeah. So I'm Franklin Avenue in Brooklyn. If you're there on Saturday, I will save you a seat for the team dinner.
Ooh.
The team dinner. This will be our fourth year doing it. This shit, dude. No. The team dinner is one of those things. You need an invitation because we don't accept everybody because we just don't have to anymore.
Oh, okay. So I would be like a special,
you are special. You licked the windows. I understand this. There's a guy before me had chocolate milk. No, I get it. My point
is
you're in.
Is there
if you showed up, you'll be in for the dinner.
All right. I'll talk to you later about it. I might go to this thing. Is there anything else going on at DEF CON? Hey, by the way, it's been like 3 weeks. So are you in Canada now for sure?
We are. Oh, yes. Oh, we are again in a big way. This is just the beginning. We're going to be doing a lot more with them. This is going to grow into something that we've kind of been working for nearly a decade and a half. It's one of those things. We'll see what happens. I'm seeing all sorts of happy things and green in the wallet, and everything's going well. And
that's good.
The people we're dealing with, the best part is the people we're dealing with are cool. Now, normally when you have big accounts, we have a few, they can be pains in the ass. They really can. It's like,
yeah.
I wanted this thing delivered on Wednesday, then shut up. Shut up. These people up in Canada, they are awesome people. They're doing what we asked them to do, and there's no questions. It's like, because we conduct business in a proper form. We don't yell at people. We just ask them to do the right thing. And
are you not allowed to say yet?
Huh?
You keep bouncing around. I mean, are you allowed to say where the product is or not yet?
Well, it's peterpepper.ca. They're a distributor, wholesaler distributor thing. So they're going to be pushing it out Canada wide, and they've got some rather large markets that they're looking at. I can't say the markets because they're in the final phases of getting in there, and it's going to be freaking awesome. I can mention it as soon as it happens. Believe me, the following Friday, I will tell the world.
All right, good. Now, is anything else that DEFCON sauces would like, since you have the floor, is there anything else you would like to tell
everybody?
Oh,
good. I'll lick off the floor. We're going to be doing, probably like next day or two, we're going to do a sale we've never done before. What the hell? Why not? A why not sale? What the hell? Why the hell not sale? We're going to be doing that. We're doing 25% off everything. And so, stay tuned. Next day or two. If you're not part of the mailing list, you're not even going to know about it. So it's, let me know, john@defconsauces.com, or go to our website, defconsauces.com, and just shoot me an email through that, and you're on the mailing list, and you'll be well informed, because the people that buy DEFCON are the smart ones.
All right. That advertisement was brought to you by DEFCONSauces.com.
No, it wasn't.
All right. What have I been doing other than traveling my ass off?
Been. You've been all over the place, dude.
I'm going again next week to Texas. I've been a busy little guy. But before I go too far, I told my neighbors who are listening on the show tonight that I'd shout out to them since they're listening. So hello, Stephanie and Mike. Across the way, I'm waving at that out the window. They're listening in, and then I got to tell you: have you ever had a 5.5-hour lunch?
What?
Have you ever had a 5.5-hour lunch?
Technically, yes.
Oh, have you?
It was a lot of vodka for breakfast.
I thought you would say no, but. I met a lady.
No. I had a lot of vodka for breakfast, and I kind of fell asleep during the lunch.
Oh, okay. Well, I met a lady.
It happens.
Lunch.
I mean, it happens.
We're
human.
Last week before last, and I met her. Actually, I got there at 12. She was late. She didn't get there until about 1 o'clock. What the hell is that noise?
My garbage disposal. I'm eating dinner here, dude. Just kind of cool your jets, huh?
5.5 hours later, we were finished with our lunch, and they were bringing out the dinner menus. All I can say is I found somebody, John, that if you're ever sick or just can't make the show, this woman can talk. And we never stopped talking for 5.5 hours sitting in the same booth, except we went to pee a couple times. But I've never had a five-and-a-half-hour lunch date.
You went together to pee?
No, we took – well, it – you know, women do that.
You took turns.
She went. Yeah, we took turns.
Who went first, in the ear or the outie?
Actually, I went several times before she did.
Oh, so you were well juiced by the time you started talking to her.
Anyway, the reason why I bring that up is Brittany says she's listening to the show tonight. So hello, Brittany. And if you ever want to fill in as a co-host, if we can talk like that for 5.5 hours, I'm sure we can do it for 1.5 hours. And don't even say anything, John.
would I destroy something you're trying to make possible? What, me? Little
no, no,
old
no,
me?
No, 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 no. I mean, it's possible. We're beyond possible now.
if you're hearing this, next time you go into the post office, ask them to see an old picture. Anyway, where are we going with this?
No, we're not going anywhere. Hello, Brittany, if you're listening. All right. If you'd like to call in... 714. Nobody called, by the way, so I don't know whether we're on the air or not, but 714-242-5272. If you want to call in tonight, talk about anything that we're talking about, anything we're not talking about, or if you just want to call us to tell us we're on the air, call in, and we'll take your call. by the way,
if you want to talk about how lumpy your earwax is, we'll be glad to talk to you. That bleeding anal pustule, we'll talk about it. Put that up to the screen, will you? What do you got?
I know, actually, I was getting ready to say something about somebody was posting on my Facebook page before the show, but I decided, I ain't going there. It's not worth it.
Oh, come on. No, that was your first friend request.
No, one of your buddies. I won't go there. All right. We're going to talk. Well, you know what I'm talking about. It's just like, Jesus Christ. It's like you guys get in a fight every time I post something, and the two of you get on and start talking about it.
What are you talking about? I don't fight anybody. I sit back and laugh. What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. It's like,
I don't.
Dude. Okay, well, this guy, Anthony, what's his name, Miranda?
Oh, God, no, really?
Yeah, well, you don't want to keep asking the question. It's just like, for God's sake. never mind. That's why I told you I shouldn't bring it up. But it's just like, Jesus Christ, go take a break. All right.
Yeah. It's time to shit.
Yeah. Okay, it's time. Uh-oh, system's not working. Uh-oh. Hold on. John, you're still there, right?
No, I left.
screw it. I was gonna play our food news entry music, but the music isn't working. So screw that. I'm gonna hit this button. Let's talk about. By the way, tonight we're gonna be talking about food news, and we're gonna be talking about everything from cow farts to McDonald's Happy Meals.
Yeah. No, you sent me some stuff on that. I was like, this is gonna be interesting talk. I love talking about farts.
Yes, well, the first story, since we're there now, I read this last week and I thought it was fake, but it's true. Norway is charging their farmers $110 tax per cow because they say cow farts are causing the environment to I can't read my own freaking writing.
They're
causing global warming, but they're charging.
Cow farts.
Yeah.
It's cow farts. They tried that here. They tried that here. You don't remember that a couple years ago? Cow farts. It's like,
yeah, I know.
First it was global cooling, then it was global warming. None of those worked out. Now it's just climate change. Now it's cow farts. It's like, okay, what are you going to blame on a toe jam? Because toe jam is like cesium-137. It gets in the atmosphere and falls onto grapes. It's like, come on, get your head out of here. Oh, my God. We're talking Norway. Well, in Norway, it's good. It's all about taxes up there. I know, but
Al Gore talked about it, and I thought it was a joke. And then actually, the country of Norway is charging somebody.
Yeah, because they need more tax money. Do you know how high the tax rate is in Norway? It's way up there, dude. Everything costs something. I mean, it costs a hell of a lot more than we're paying here. Everything. And that's a little country. And really, well, everything's great up there. Yo, there's no unemployment. But you're paying like stupid, like 70% tax bullshit. You can look at the big picture on this.
Actually,
it's a nice little note to say, oh, well, we're wonderful. We have everybody gets medical care. That's great. You don't have the southern border of Mexico and the northern border of Canada. You don't have any of that shit. You got Norway. You got like 1 million people, 5 million people, whatever. We have 300 million, okay? What they do over there is different than what we can do here. It's completely different. People that say differently, they just don't know what they're talking about. Anyway, and I work for Danish company.
I love how you go on these tangents. By the way, it is a bullshit tax. Actually, it's a cow shit tax. But
cow shit. It's cow farts. Cow farts. Cow farts are changing the global atmosphere. Cow farts. Cow farts.
Cow farts. All right.
Cow fart. I fart more than a cow on a regular basis. Thank God. They should pay me to fart. What do you want to do? What do you want to smell?
Story number two. And by the way, it's something you need to be listening to because you'll be shipping your shit up to Canada. Capacities for trucks remain very tight. There are seven loads available per truck. Every week.
Average.
Since the beginning of the year. compared to only 2.4 loads per truck during the same period in 2017, which means there is a shortage on truck drivers. Trucking companies are facing a shortage of drivers, particularly for long hauls, reported the Wall Street Journal, which means, guess what?
And you know what that means? That means business is doing well.
Yes, it does.
It does. Nobody wants to admit it because the evil President T is in power. Nobody wants to admit it. Shit's going good. It's finally going freaking good. After like, I don't know, 12 years of bleh, it's finally going good. Everything's happy. And, like, we have no problem with shipping. Trucking, yeah, the shipping stuff, the rates have gone up a bit because there aren't enough drivers. You are absolutely correct. And why is that? Because we're moving a lot of stuff, more than we did before.
Yep.
And why is that? Because the economy's doing good, better than it was before. It's an easy equation.
Well, the simple math is we're shipping almost three times more product now since the first of the year than we were last year at this time. So, yeah, you're right.
Imagine that.
Something's
happening, and nobody will say it's the evil T. Nobody will say it's the evil T. No, he had nothing to do with it. Talk to me in 2 years when it's going even better than it is right now. So, you're.
Wegmans Food Market. You know, I like Wegmans. They're expensive.
We don't have Wegmans here.
Well, you're probably not going to get any based on this story. Wegmans Food Market.
We have Wegmans Liquor Stores.
Wegmans Liquor Stores?
Yes. Around me, there's no Wegmans supermarkets. We have Wegmans Liquor Stores.
Is it the same
Maybe
company,
they're trying
the
to
family?
Sedate us before they move in overnight. that is possible.
Well, listen to this. This is crazy, but Wegmans Food Market is going to end their 24-hour operations, and this goes along with what we just talked about, in stores in Niagara Falls.
The stores
are in
the Doritos and the trucks
aren't
big enough to carry more in?
Well, get this. They cannot get people to come to work from midnight to 6 a.m. There's not enough people in these areas to work. I would. They pay me extra. The retailer cited a shortage of workers willing to work overnight shifts and limited number of post-midnight shoppers. Wegmans is considering closing them down in all locations in the future.
I can actually speak from personal experience. My wife works nights at a hospital. She's worked nights delivering paper. My wife has worked nights before I even knew her 15 years ago. She's been working nights. Now she's sleeping right now because she has to wake up in about an hour and a half. Anyway, you're supposed to get a 15% differential. You get paid more for working nights because humans aren't really meant to work nights. We're not wired for that. But if you're doing it for two decades, I guess you get rewired in your own head. You have to do it yourself. There's no doctor who'll do it unless you want to call Josef Mengele. But it's a bad phone call. What comes in at 3 o'clock in the morning to a supermarket? Well, there's people thinking automatic stoners, which is true. I can't disagree with that. However, you have a lot of people that maybe 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning when the third shifters get off of work, they actually have to shop too. They are human. Just because you don't see them during the day because they're sleeping, they are still human. They still have a heartbeat, just like yours. They may have arrhythmias, just like you. Whatever it is, they are still human. People that work nights. What?
No, it just cracks me up how I can tell a story about Wegmans shutting down the night shift, and you can go
I got
on
in arrhythmias.
About heartbeats and arrhythmias and
yes.
getting your drugs.
Yes. And I think it was two weeks ago we had a show. You said I was a little droll, a little boring.
Yeah, you were.
I got beer in me tonight.
Story number four. Actually, this should be story number 20, but I can't wait to tell this. McDonald's.
Oh, God.
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh, my fave. Yeah, my fave.
They're not going to have.
What did the clown say now?
Listen to this. This is so stupid. they are not going to have cheeseburgers and chocolate milk as an option for Happy Meals anymore, effective in June, in an effort to cut back on calories, sodium, saturated fat, and sugar. The
items
they're cutting out milk.
They're cutting out milk to cut down the fat content of their food.
It gets better. And they're reformulating the chocolate milk to make it have less sugar. Yep. The company, listen, now, you're a kid.
McDonald's is now announcing their free-range chocolate milk. Free-range chocolate milk, folks. This comes from brown cows. Yes, it does. The free-range brown cows.
Now, you're a kid, and you get Happy Meal. I mean, you got to get a Happy Meal because it has, like, those toys and shit in it. But now...
But the company should make
milk,
you sad. But anyway, go ahead.
They're going to add bottled water as a beverage option.
Well, isn't that special? Oh, you're doing the right thing. Now people have the choice between, diabetes or water. Nice. That's good.
I mean, I grew up on, you and I both, I mean, we probably were born about the same time McDonald's came around, but gee whiz. I mean, root beers and Coke and that orange Truade stuff they used to sell and French fries and hamburgers and cheeseburgers.
Well, you know what? You know what it was? No, let's go back. This just drinks itself. Drinks the original Coke form. When they had new Coke, all they did was they took out the sugar. It used to say sugar, a five-letter evil word now, and replaced it with high fructose corn syrup. Great. And that's all they did. And they never now the original Coke Classic was when New Coke, when you remember the 80s thing where everybody hated the shit because it tasted like crap. Well, then they reverted back to the sugar instead of the high fructose sugar for like another year, and then they went to Coke Classic, like second edition. They didn't announce second edition on the can. Why would they? What does the public have to know? It's soda. So, but they took out the sugar again and put in high fructose corn syrup. Just leave the sugar in there, and everybody's gonna be fine.
Brominated
vegetable oil. How about brominated vegetable oil? That's a good one. I'm a Mountain Dew drinker, and that shit's in there. That's what makes me insane, is the brominated vegetable oil. Anyway, sorry.
I saw a documentary. Do you know why Coke changed the recipe? This is a true story. The reason why they changed the recipe was, remember when they used to do those taste tests? Which tastes better?
Oh, yeah,
Pepsi,
the Pepsi Challenge. Yeah.
The Pepsi Challenge. Well, Pepsi has a different ingredient called citric acid in their recipe, and it's made to taste good initially, better than Coke. So Coke decided to add citric acid to theirs to taste like Pepsi, and that's when they screwed up big time, because then the real avid Coke drinkers got pissed off.
It tasted like crap.
Like
my wife drinks Pepsi, and I think it tastes like bad sugar water. It's gross. It's almost like oily. It's gross. It's freaking gross. And Coke actually has a bite to it. If you take a Coke, a nice ice cold Coke, and you take about four or five good glugs on that, that's gonna hurt your throat. I can take an entire can of Pepsi down that bitch and be like, "Where's the next one?" It's just.
Well, that's a true story. That's the reason why they changed the recipe, which was a big giant ass mistake. But
McDonald's is getting
healthier again. Kids, I'm sorry.
Here we go. Another 12-year-olds are turning 11. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, speaking of Pepsi, this is pretty cool. Well, not really cool. They're launching something called Drinkfinity. That's actually kind of stupid.
Oh, good. This sounds like a really good intravenous system. All right, what do you got?
Well, you're close. It's a reusable water bottle that comes with sets of flavor pods, not Tide pods.
A Tide pod. It cleans itself.
The brand has launched it with 12 flavors of pods made with natural ingredients and no artificial sweeteners.
Those two terms mean less then what is the definition of is? Okay, they mean less than what Clinton said. They even mean less than that. The natural ingredients and all, it's garbage. Those are fool words if you listen to them.
Now, this is only sold online. That's the only place you can get it. And the pods range from 30 to 80 calories each. Now, to me personally, this is the part I don't get. I don't flavor my water. I like water.
I like water. Water is good. Water keeps you alive.
Yes. So why do people have to have flavored water? I don't get that.
Because, okay, and you also, you and then you wonder, okay, you have the 380-pound person wearing tiger stripe spandex walking up to a McDonald's counter and getting 14 quarter pounders and a Diet Coke. All right, it's the same idea.
All right, well, I just drink water. I mean, I stop at Wawa or Royal Farms when I'm traveling.
All right, we don't have Wawas around here. We got them in South Jersey. We don't have them in the real Jersey. We don't have them up here.
What do you have up there?
We have 7-Elevens. We got 7-Elevens. We got some. Actually, we got some Krausers still sticking around here. I guess what's the other one? 7-Eleven Krausers. What's the other one? There's another one out there. Quick check. Yeah, we got those
quick
three.
Quick check. Yeah, but I'll walk in and I'll grab maybe a Hershey's bar and a bottle of water.
I
get my sugar.
I mean, and that's
yeah.
a nutritional lunch. You know, I don't need Monsanto to tell me what my taste buds need. You know,
hey, by the way, I've got a story about Monsanto's later on here, so stay tuned.
Oh, I love Monsanto stories.
They're always in the news. All right.
Yeah.
Eat your pears.
Why are people eating the twins? Why are you doing this? Why are people eating the twins?
Pears may be a good food for weight loss, according to a study by researchers at the
it's
University
better than a
of
Big
Minnesota.
Mac.
A review of studies published between 1970 and the present found that pears can account for 24% of your daily recommended dietary fiber at only 100 calories per serving, while being high in vitamin C and potassium as well. So there you go. Eat your pears.
Eat your pears. Eat your twins. Eat the twins. Eat the twins. That's right.
I'm 58 years old. I've probably eaten like 10 pears in my life.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So,
You know what's really cool about pears though? In Japan, they actually grow them, and they grow them when they start making a little pear thing on the tree, they put these molds around them, and they actually come out looking like panda bears.
Yes, I've seen those. In fact,
it's cool as shit, dude. Don't see little the panda bear pears. Okay, you want to sell? You want to get kids healthy? Start selling panda bear pears. Start selling panda bear pears. Kids want them. Mommy, I want a panda bear pear. Instead of, Mommy, give me the Cheetos.
There's a company that actually makes a pear wine where they take the actual wine bottle, stick it over the tiny pear, and then the pear
grows
inside
the bottle.
Yes. Yeah, that's cool.
Now, what do you pair a pear wine with? What do you pair a pear wine with? Yeah, I gotta start drinking before the show. This is better.
I like little fuzzy peaches myself, but
not pre-fuzz. You gotta wait for the fuzz.
All right,
Jesus Christ.
Number seven.
Where are we going?
Taco
with?
Bell. Now we've talked about.
Oh, Tom, here's one of my favorites too. These people are great. All meats are the same color. This is great stuff.
What I think is hilarious is, okay, our favorite guy from Chipotle, he got fired. Their CEO, I think he quit or he got fired. I think he got fired.
Well, I mean,
Taco
the company
Bell,
sucks. So, yeah, whoever it was, they should have gotten fired.
Well, guess what? Chipotle hired the Taco Bell CEO, Brian Nicole, to take the other guy's place. And Nicole
maybe he'll drop the chalupa.
He wants to dial up Chipotle's cultural relevance. What the hell that means? These guys come up
cultural
with
cultural relevance? What the hell does that mean? It's like asparagus water out of freaking Whole Foods. What the hell? What
they're
the hell is that?
They're going to change their menu. I actually see a chihuahua in Chipotle's future.
Drop
they're
the
going
chalupa.
To change their menu. And you know there's going to be there's going to be Dorito tasted burritos and
Oh, yeah. We're gonna go to the Taco Bell Challenge. Yeah, exactly.
Their cultural relevance.
What's the idea? The Taco Bell's got those taco fry. What the hell's with the? They're making it look like the X-Files. What the hell is this? No, it's Monsanto. Monsanto's supposed to be secretive and like alienish. Just leave it alone. They're gonna come haunt you. Oh, it's like Silent Hill, Monsanto style.
I can assure you, you're gonna see drive-through windows. You're gonna see Chipotle's open 24 hours a day. You're gonna see a chihuahua before this is all over.
I want to see a stuffed one. I want to see a stuffed Chipotle chihuahua, a real one.
A real one. All right. Story number 8. Oh, here we go. New Hampshire.
Oh God.
New Hampshire, the little state of New Hampshire. New Hampshire restaurants are no longer allowed to offer sodas as a beverage choice to children's meals under a bill before the State House Committee. The bill would apply to restaurants that serve children's meals containing food and a beverage for one price.
Oh, that's good. You know what's that, you know, but they did a solid. Children's meals have food in them.
Yes, they have food.
This is good.
As long as
They're actually admitting that the children's meals have food in them.
They have food and a beverage. They're not allowed to offer them a soda. This is such bullshit. I swear.
It is, but everyone has to be offended these days. If you're not offended, you're not a human.
Unfreaking believable.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, okay, let's just say I have some toddlers, and I take them into a New Hampshire restaurant. Let's say it's, I don't know, if it's Denny's in New Hampshire. They're probably not. But I go into a Denny's.
Yeah, but your toddlers are 22 years old, dude. That's the issue.
But if I have toddlers and, okay, we go to Denny's and they get like a Grand Slam children's menu?
A Grand Slam of Star Spangled Breakfast. That's right. Absolutely. On the plate.
if I want to get them a soda, as a parent, I should be able to get a soda or chocolate milk. Or whatever I want to give them.
Oh, no, chocolate milk for you. No.
All right, number 9, Sam's Club. They've started a new online system where you can get free shipping for all premium members, and they've simplified their membership tiers into 2 tiers. The Warehouse Club will give free shipping online for orders to members up to 95% of the items that they sell. Additionally, Sam's Club is converting its 3 membership plans into 2. Everybody's getting into this delivery shit, but that's actually a pretty good deal. Because think about what Sam's Club. I mean, if I order a couch from Sam's Club, is it going to be delivered for free? But it does say 95% of the item, so couches probably aren't included.
You're not going to be able to get a hooker.
Does Sam's Club have those? I canceled my membership.
Well, they might have hookers, so they got a meat market.
Number 10. All right. If you're into cherries, speaking of...
I didn't start off well. I should.
Warm weather could push down the volumes of California cherry crop, according to the regional producers. Most cherry varieties need 850 to 1,000 chilling hours, and growers are reporting only 700 this year. So,
the cherries are offended.
There's going to be a shortage on cherry. It's all because of global warming and cow farts. That's why.
Oh, great. Cow farts. Blame it on the cow farts. The cow farts have given outrage to the cherries on the vine. See that? It's circuitous. It works like that.
It's the circle of life.
It is. Cow farts and cherries.
Now,
I mean, what else is there?
Not much, actually. That's kind of
It's cow farts and cherries.
It really is. My life has turned out to be cow
farts
and cherries.
Well, you've had a couple batter ups on that one, but I mean that's beside the point.
All right, now, but this is something I've never thought about until today. Sesame seeds. Have you ever thought about the sesame seed market?
Sesame Street.
No, sesame seeds.
Oh.
You're like two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese on a sesame seed bun? I didn't know this, but Nigeria is the world's third biggest producer of sesame seeds, and there's a burgeoning global demand for sesame seeds, and production is expected to grow 40% in Nigeria this year, according to the National.
You know why?
Listen to the National Sesame Seed Association of Nigeria. I want to be a member.
Oh, good. And you know, the best part about Nigeria is the king sends me emails all the time. It's freaking awesome. He has a whole bunch of money in a bank. All I got to do, I try to call. I leave a message. He won't even call me back.
He won't call you back. I know.
No. I want to give him $1,500 so he can give him my $10 billion in escrow. So I must come from sesame seeds. That explains everything.
Which country do you think uses the most sesame seeds?
Sesame Street. It's a country.
Actually, Japan is number one. China is number two. Europe is number
three. That makes
three,
sense. They have sesame
North
oil
America
all over the place. I mean, the Orient has sesame oil. They use it on everything. That makes sense.
I guess. Okay, this is going to sound like a stupid question. I should have researched this. What the hell is a sesame?
That's seeds.
I know, but is it a sesame tree?
Yeah, it's a big seed thing that has seeds and you eat them.
I've never. Is it like a sesame? Is it like a sesame bush, tree, or is it a plant?
No. The seeds grow in piles. And you vacuum them up. It's a lot easier than collecting pistachios. You got to shake the fucking tree. Cashews. I got cashews. Not even a nut. Did you know that? A cashew is the thing that hangs off the seed. They break them off the bottom of it. It's not even a nut. It's this little hanger down. It's got a hang on.
Hanger down. I have a couple of
hanger down. Yeah, riding low, mighty low.
I just pictured, like, so they, is it like little piles and they go around with a shop vac and they pick them up?
Yes, they do. Yes. They grow in piles.
Right.
It's a sesame seed pile. Look, it grew by itself. There it is. It's like a tumbleweed.
Speaking of Japan and sesame seeds on the Big Mac, McDonald's and Burger King actually are planning to open hundreds of locations in Japan. McDonald's Japan plans to open 200 more locations over the next 3 years, while Burger King Japan aims to triple its locations to 300 by 2022. They're targeting cities like Tokyo, Osaka, and Nagoya. I don't know how you say that. And they're
Nutella.
Also going to be offering a home delivery service in response to McDonald's Japan partnership with Uber Eats.
Yes.
So, there you
nice.
Go. There you
that,
go.
That,
nice.
That just makes that just that just warms my it just
now.
Warms my freaking heart. Maybe now they'll give up the Elvis wigs.
Okay, now this is one I know I'm going to get a speech from you on, because talking about the evil tea, you know, Mr. Trump. Well, I guess you probably heard this, where he's talking about replacing the SNAP program instead of giving cash benefits, sending people food packages, and the uproar that has happened since then. Anyway, President Trump.
I heard about it. I mean, it's not really food news, but I mean, yeah, I heard about it. It's the same deal with like the welfare thing. Yeah, you got your hardcore cases. And okay, if you're able to work, freaking work. The jobs are out there now. I mean, I'll tell you what,
you
man.
Even
the people are getting
time
jobs
out,
all over the place
out,
around
time,
here. I don't know about down by you.
Time
people
out.
Getting the, there's like nothing available here. What?
Hana, you know what the SNAP program is, right?
Yeah. So yeah, it's you're a bad boy, and that's what it is around here.
No, the SNAP program is for people to give them, like, I guess they give them, like,
oh, no, that's right. In Jersey, it's called, my bad, it's called SLAP, S-L-A-P. My bad. No, it is.
Anyway,
no, I am not lying.
Instead of giving people $90 a month, he wants to give food packages, which include items such as shelf-stable milk, ready-to-eat cereal,
good.
Pasta, peanut butter,
good.
Beans, canned fruit, vegetables, and meat and poultry, or fish. He says he can do it cheaper.
And why would they say? And why would
way.
People say no? And why would people say no? Because they want the cigarettes paid by me.
Well, that's the whole point. They say they're taking away the person's choice. These are the same people.
Well, hey, you're
drinks,
you're getting government funds. I'm paying for if you're getting it for free, be happy you're getting it, kind of thing.
Exactly. It was my,
I don't know.
I was going to make that point.
It's not like you don't have a supermarket to choose for. Here, we're going to give, instead of $90, here's stuff that will actually do stuff, like milk. Here's food. Here's good stuff for you. And you're mad at me for giving you stuff that will keep you alive? If they're
that's
mad
exactly
about
right.
it, well, then they have
free,
another income.
You cannot complain when something is free. For example, let's take
right.
Facebook. You know, Facebook jerks
free.
Us all
free
around.
Is free.
But it's free. So you can't complain too much because it's free.
No.
So if you get free food or free money, you can't really complain. I'm sorry. You get
it's like
the
people are pissed off about the fact that unemployment doesn't last forever. Well, there's a reason. Do you ever think about the name of it? It's unemployment. That means while you're unemployed, we give you money, but that's not forever. It doesn't last forever. You're supposed to go out and get another job. That's kind of the idea. If you
that
can't,
the
there's
idea.
A whole bunch of social services you can apply for. There are. There's just thousands of them. If you want to do that, if you want to go that route, the avenue is in front of you. The road down there to follow, the government road is right in front of you.
In fact, I know where a bunch of people could get. They could get a whole bunch of people could get night jobs at Wegmans if they really want a job.
Right. You can find if you want a job, you'll find the job. That's to say I couldn't find one. Well, okay. That's fine. You don't have a head. So,
in fact,
Nigeria
is going to increase their sesame seed production by 40%. I bet you can get a job in Nigeria right now.
And I'll bet you get $90 a month. Cash. That's your paycheck.
Number 14. Now, we were talking about Pepsi a little while ago and Coke. Now, here's a story about Coke. And this is kind of cool because I do this anyway, but I'm surprised no one has come up with this till now in 2018.
What?
The Coca-Cola Company is testing what's called Arctic Coke machine with 800 units in convenience stores across the USA. The cooler keeps the beverages just below freezing, and a machine transforms the liquid into a slushy. So isn't that called a Slurpee? That's not my check.
It pretty much is. It's a transitional unit. That's why waters are really, really cool. But, yeah.
But okay,
and
so
the problem is, you know why they can't make any more than 800 because it'll start sinking the Titanics.
The pilot program includes Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, Sprite, and Powerade, Mountain Blast, and Cherry Coke. Fanta Orange and Mellow Yellow will soon be added to select outlets. So basically, Coke is getting in the Slurpee business. That's the best way to just
well, they've
say
been in
the
Slurpee business as long as Slurpees have been around. You always got Coca-Cola Slurpees. That's friggin' bullshit.
Arctic Coke coming to a 7-Elevens or a Wawa near you.
Well, Coke Slurpees have been in 7-Eleven since the 70s.
Well, Coke's going to...
And I'll tell you what, Maggie doesn't understand me either. I love Slurpees. I love taking huge gulps of them so you get that brain freeze thing going. I love the brain freeze. I'm sitting there, I'm pounding my head on the dashboard. I'm just, doing all this stuff. She says, why are you doing it? Because it feels so good when it goes away. And it is. It's like a release. It's like,
man. That is the best.
I love that shit.
There is something about that brain freeze. And I always mix mine, too. I would always get, half Coke and maybe, the cherry.
Oh, you're a freak.
I haven't had a Slurpee for years. I can't wait till this Arctic Coke comes out. All right, number...
That's great. Yes.
Oh, you're going to like this. This is one that no matter how hard you and I try, we're not making an effect on this. Listen to this. Organic fresh produce sales have reached almost $5 billion as of 2017.
Of course they have.
An 8% increase over 2016.
Of course.
Well, the volume sales of organic produce reached nearly 2 billion pounds, a 10% increase from the year prior, according to Produce News.
What is your definition of organic? It varies state to state, and that is true. The organic in quotes in New Jersey is different than the organic in California. But just because you slap an organic thing on your label, you can in Jersey. But if you go try to do that in California, well, then you got to start paying fees because they need money. California always needs money. If you ever notice, whenever they have a big drought in California, the people got no water. But hey, those almond crops and wine vineyards, they got plenty. But it, my point is, you go from state to state, organic is completely different than, with the government definition of it. It's crazy. So to say that everybody wants to buy organic now because they ride their penny farthing bikes and have big beards and have little bird nests in them, the hipster people, they call, yo, organic. That's great. Organic in certain states, yeah, it really is. It's basically farm to table. In most states, it's not. It's labeled
organic,
and people buy it because it starts with the letter O. It's crazy.
I do not buy it for two reasons. One, it usually doesn't look as good, and I know how it's grown, and you have a better chance of getting E. coli from organic fruits and vegetables. And two, it costs too fucking freaking much.
Right. Well, I've got exposure on this one. I've been doing exposure. I'm exposing myself. Yeah, I've been doing farmers markets for what, almost a decade now, and I've met I don't know how many of the the hundreds of markets, the different. I've met the farmers, a bunch of them, and this organic thing is coming into topic dozens upon dozens upon dozens of time, and that's why I'm staying. Organic means nothing. In certain states, it's a name you attach to it. It's like all natural means nothing. It's all natural. What's not natural on the planet? Aliens. Okay. If I came from Mars, I'm not all natural. Okay, that's great. All natural. A rock is organic. It's all natural. Are you going to eat a rock? No, you're not going to eat a rock, but it's organic. Eat it. It's good for you. Full of minerals. It's crazy, dude.
Okay, you done? All right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Remember we were talking about that trucking problem earlier? Well,
yeah.
U.S. meat prices will likely increase due to the shortage of trucks.
They already shot up,
dude. Well,
have you seen the price? The price of meats has gone up.
Well, wait, it's going to get worse. According to Tyson Foods, it's estimated it will cost them an extra $200 million a year just for trucking in 2018.
You know why? Because they have to pay the truckers more because there's all these trucking jobs and nobody's taking them.
Well, additionally, the company noted rising wages for slaughterhouse workers could increase the expenses also, so expect your chicken and your pork and your beef to be higher this year.
Tyson does beef?
Oh, yeah, they got beef plants, they got pork plants, they got chicken
so
plants.
Okay,
got...
the prices have already gone up around here. I don't know about you guys, but I mean, the prices are going up. I'm trying to get just a thing of hamburgers. Let's take a pack of 20 hamburgers. The Tops went out years ago, whatever, they sucked. That was the bullshit hamburgers you put out for people that were coming in as guests because you didn't care about them. So you got Tops burgers. Well, that's what it's all turned into around here is Tops burgers. It's like if you put in two burgers into a pan and you pan fry them, you have to pour the shit out and then put the meat patties back in and then season them. It's gross.
Well, okay, you're bringing up a good point. Now, when I buy burger, I buy it in the chub form because it's cheaper that way.
Right.
You know what a chub is, right?
My meat's made. I got a chubby. I got it.
There's little chubs and there's big chubs and there's
yeah,
there's
yeah there are. Depends chubs. On look. Depends on how she looks.
But now, do you buy? Okay, here's a question now because it comes up all the time with people. Do you buy 90-10, 85-15, 80-20, or the 70-30?
80-20 is the best. Yep.
You got these freaks that'll buy that 90-10. Come on, that's not a.
Okay, I want to eat my burger like it tastes like salt. Like there's no moisture in the meat. It's like marrying a dead woman. There's no moisture in the meat.
Speaking of no chubs.
No chub.
All right. Where were we? When I say
crack yourself open a cold one. What do you got?
That's That was a classic. There. Okay, when I say Kellogg's, when I say Kellogg's, what do you think?
I think a guy who hates meat because he was the one who made all the asylums back in the 20s.
He made all the what?
Kellogg hated meat. He wanted to get rid of meat because meat had bacteria, and that's what the asylums, the early asylums, were not for crazy people. They were refuges for the rich, and they went out and they taught them all about fruits and grains and berries and agrarian society. Oh, that's all great. Have a freaking hamburger, you fuck. That's Kellogg. Yeah. What?
Well, the CEO of Kellogg, most people think of cereal. So I guess you're close. The CEO of Kellogg's has noted in a recent meeting that they don't have to be known as cereal. That is not going to be their growth engine anymore for the company. They are now looking to be a global snack company, and taking over the snack market.
Oh, sure. Great.
That's just a way of saying we're not selling a whole lot of healthy cereal or cereal to kids anymore with, you know, crazy little cartoon
characters. We're gonna pump you up full of chemicals. Watch die earlier, but you can have more kids because of it. So we're good.
The company will attempt to stabilize the cereal sales through marketing and new products. And here's their focus when it comes to cereal. Are you ready? Drum roll, please. They're going to focus on getting Americans to eat cereal outside of breakfast.
Oh, good. I'm stuck in traffic. It's 2:30 in the afternoon. I have a bowl of cereal on a turnpike. What the fuck? Who dreams this crap up? Oh, my God.
They got to figure out ways to sell more cereal and snacks, but they're going to try to put
and snacks.
Cereal is not just for breakfast. Just remember that.
Neither are killers, but I mean, where are we going with this?
Now, this next story is going to make you cry. Do you know who Bayer? You know who the company Bayer is? BAYER. You know where I'm going with this, right?
Oh, World War II, aren't you?
You know, Bayer actually is in the process of buying your buddies Monsanto. Did you know that?
Oh, good. It'd be really fun to see if BASF is involved with that as well.
Well, Bayer has developed a tear-free onion called the Sunion.
It's made out of shampoo. No more tear shampoo. They formed it into an onion. That's why they need Monsanto to make it look like an onion. You're eating shampoo.
That's right. That's right.
That's what Monsanto's good at.
That's right. The company brought 2.4 million pounds to market in January, selling them at select stores in 7 states. Bayer hopes to expand production to 200 million pounds of Sunions.
Oh, yeah. Of genetically altered, no-smelling onion. Yeah, these onions don't make you tear anymore because we took all the flavor out. But we made it different. It's now made it's Soylent Onions. Soylent Onions are people. No, it's not. It's Monsanto.
What I crack up about these things is if they're really a group of people who get upset because when you cut an onion, you get tears in your eyes.
Why that is. That's how you know it's a real onion. When the onion fumes hit your eye, the saline solution, it turns into like a very, very mild form of sulfuric acid. That's what it is. What makes you tear. It's not burning your eyes out. If it did, they wouldn't be selling onions at Stop and Shop. But what?
I mean, is there a bunch of freaks out there who are upset because that happens and they want an onion? I guess so.
Yes. They're the ones buying the asparagus water on the penny farthing bikes with the big beards with the bird nest in it. The hipsters. Yes, they need something that's not going to make them cry because their life already does.
I read these things and I think, oh my God, they're actually making a tearless onion.
Tearless onion because people just can't handle the truth anymore. Onions make you cry. Deal with it. Why is this hot pepper hot? Can you make a non-hot hot pepper? The frick? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you?
Now I posted.
I want a hot pepper that's not hot.
There you go. Me too. That's what I want. I want a jalapeno that's not hot. Wouldn't that be a green pepper? That would just be a green pepper, wouldn't it?
No, but it's not a hot pepper. Frank, I want a hot pepper. It's not hot. God.
Now, I posted something on Facebook about this next story that busy mothers, not choosy mothers.
Dizzy mothers?
Busy, B-U-S-Y. Busy mothers are possibly injuring and harming their children. Children with food allergies are sometimes put at risk by their own parent, according to a study in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology. Researchers found, this is funny. Researchers found 11% of parents gave allergy-inducing food to their children because they didn't have time to read the label.
Oh, my God.
While researchers found it cost too much and it was a barrier to avoiding foods with potential allergies.
Are you freaking serious? Oh, my God. Oh, dude, that's classic. That's funny. That's not going to make me cry. It actually brings tears to my ears and laughter. No, you want to hear? Okay, I've actually got a story that correlates just with that. Okay,
yeah.
The new movie Peter Rabbit. You saw the commercials.
Yeah.
Do you notice there's no more commercials?
You know
all
what,
of a sudden,
right.
There's no more
Why?
Commercials? Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you exactly. Me and Maggie, we went to go see it because we love bunnies, and it was having an adult theme to it. It was funny as shit, and the animation was to die for, man. These rabbits were standing out in the field. They're cartoons. Yeah, I get it. But dude, every blade of hair, every little thing of hair, blowing. It was awesome animation, and also they had the original guy who had the garden that the rabbits were taking trying to steal berries from. He died. That's great. So his cousin or son? No, is his son some whatever? He got the inheritance of it. He comes in and bam! Now it's a war with the rabbits and a war with the neighbor. But the cool neighbor was across from the bad neighbor. The bad neighbor, the bunnies over here now. This is all now. These are cartoon rabbits. This is cartoon rabbits. Over here, the human saying that he's allergic to blackberries. Okay, bunny over here is a human speaking. Knows what he said, and he knows he's now allergic to blackberries. So to go against the human, they have blackberry, but they made little bunny slingshots. It was freaking hilarious. But little bunny slingshots, bing, 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 with blackberries. Well, they pelt, 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 pelt. They're down to one berry, and visualize your target. One bunny saying the other cartoon bunny. The cartoon bunny shoots a blackberry down the guy's gullet, and he goes into the allergic shit and gives himself an EpiPen. And bing, he's back. And now there's a huge uprage. Oh, then the fat bunny started talking about how when he was growing up, nobody was allergic to anything, which is pretty much true. But of course, everyone gets offended by this crap. It's a cartoon rabbit, and they're mad at a cartoon rabbit for being so inhuman against the human with allergies. Now all of a sudden, now there are no more commercials for Peter Rabbit. Overnight, bink. Overnight, it was just like humans. Humans have devolved. These humans are offended. It's a de-evolution. Devo was right. It's a de-evolution of the human race is going on right now, where everyone has to be. It's like just freaking put your big boy pants on and live life like the rest of us. Don't be offended. Take the birds out of your fucking beard. Get off your penny farthing bike. Go actually get a job. Get out of mommy's basement and have a good time at life. Good Lord.
I actually read a similar article that there's Bugs Bunny and it had Roadrunner and the Coyote, that there's a group of
you don't see them on you don't see any of that on TV anymore, any of it.
Yeah, because you know why? It's too violent for their children.
Too violent for the children. Yes. Oh, but play the video game where the object is to take off as many heads of your enemies as possible. Meanwhile, you can watch your gender fluid binary non-binary bullshit target shopper thing on TV. And now that we thoroughly confuse you, you're not allowed to go see Peter Rabbit.
Or
Roadrunner or Bugs Bunny because it's too violent for you. You wouldn't understand it, dude. It's such a crock of crap. It actually is mind boggling. It really is. I honestly feel sorry for the kids growing up now that they're just God, their heads are full of this weird spiced pablum. It's weird.
Well, I think you and I should start a foundation, and we should start marching against busy mothers. Or actually, I shouldn't say that. Busy parents who are too busy to check out the allergy content of a package. And 11% of those.
You know what? We're vagina hats.
No, I don't want a vagina hat. All right, last story.
Oh, you want a vagina hat? Oh, come on, man. I'll wear a vagina hat. I don't give a fuck.
Last story. Number 20. This is my favorite story of the evening. Are you ready?
Okay, best for last. What you got? Throw it.
Do not smell your food.
You warned me of this one.
Do not smell your food, because if you smell your food, it can make you fat.
Yes. Aerial calories, yes.
Listen to this. According to a study that was done, mice that – this is actually kind of funny. I mean, if it's true, it doesn't really matter what you eat. It matters what you smell. Mice that lost their sense of smell – stayed slim on a high-fat diet while their litter mate ballooned in weight. Researchers developed ways to temporarily eliminate the sense of smell in adult mice and discovered that those mice that lost smell could eat a high-fat diet and stay a normal weight, while little litter mates that retained the sense of smell ballooned to twice their normal weight. Super smellers.
Super smellers. Oh, I've let a few of them out today.
Super smellers gained even more weight than did normal mice on the same high-fat diet.
Super smellers.
Smell-deficient mice burned excess fat instead of storing it, suggesting there's a link between smell and metabolism.
Mickey Mouse could eat no fat.
Cool.
Minnie Mouse could eat no lean. Yeah, I get it.
So, basically, you can eat anything you want to. Just put a clothespin on your nose. Is that what it means?
Right, and you're good to go, and you'll never be a Walmart candidate. You don't have to worry about the leopard spandex. You can stay away from the leopard spandex for the rest of your life. Just put a clothespin over your nose before you eat your gruel.
The article was pretty cool. It was a scientific study. I think you went into all these details, but they showed pictures, John, of the mice, okay? And they showed the
same.
Does
anybody ever feel bad about mice? What did anybody ever do to the mouse? I was like, what the fuck? Why me? Why me? Wouldn't it be funny if all of a sudden they found out that cancer was genetic in laboratory mice?
I'm going to email you the article because it's hilarious. The mice who couldn't smell were eating the same thing as the other mice, but they had these blubbery fat mice in the cage with these other mice that were just slim and trim, and like it was because they couldn't smell. And they're doing more studies on that, but basically, folks, all you have to do is just put a clothespin on your nose when you eat.
Yep.
You'll never
get
fat.
There it is.
I think that's cool.
I always say don't eat crap food and you'll actually do well. That was my thing. It's like,
How many people wear nose plugs in the pool?
Defcon clothespins.
Well, think of those nose plugs when you go swimming. Think of the market and the business that you could go into.
You wear these, you'll lose weight. Where are my nose clip? You'll lose weight. People would buy this crap. They would buy this crap. It'll be on Home Shopping Network at 2:30 in the morning on a Friday night when everybody's binging. It'll be if you're going to try this out. It says 800-pound Bethelda.
I'm actually going to post that article on Facebook after the show because it's unbelievable.
That's wonderful. That's great stuff. I would be amazed, or I actually would not be surprised if they found out that cancer was genetic in white mice.
It might be. I guess it could be.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well,
I'll tell you what. Yeah, put a clothespin on your nose, you lose weight. Yeah, yeah. And if you don't drink the Kool-Aid, don't drink the Jim Jones Kool-Aid.
Here's the question I have about that study. Seriously, how do you know if the mouse can't smell?
Well, you never really. Why didn't they interview the mouse? I mean, The View, with Joy Behar, they could have interviewed the mouse and actually talked to the mouse because she's good like that. She can talk to the animals.
That's true. You got talking rabbits in that Peter Rabbit movie, so I guess
you do. You do, and they're very good at it. Man, man, they're setting up anaphylactic shock from preemptive strike. Yeah, that was freaking awesome on a bunny's part.
I guess that's possible. Oh well, we're done with food news. You got anything else you want to add?
Yeah, we're going to be doing a why the hell not sale for DEF CON. Yeah, it's kind of why the hell not. Everybody's stocks are depleted from the Super Bowl. And, I have to say yay for Philly. I hate saying that. But I have to say yay for Philly because I just got tired of Brady. And he's a sore loser and all kind of stuff. And Belichick's a cheater. But that's just me. But anyway, I'm done. I'm out.
I missed the whole Super Bowl. I was actually on air.
I didn't watch any of it. No, I did not watch a football game this entire season.
I watched half of one. So you're not a lot.
I didn't like the kneeling stuff. Once politics hits football, I'm done with it.
Yeah, I'm the same way, and I was flying on an airplane to California during the Super Bowl. So, oh well. All right, we're almost done here. If you want to be on the show, you're welcome to contact us. We're always looking for guests. We actually have some guests coming on in the next couple of weeks. But if you'd like to be on the show, contact us on Facebook. Or you can email us. And what's your email?
Well, you
again,
sound
John,
so enthusiastic about that. If you really want to be on our show, just give us a call. We'll be happy to have you call. If we don't answer, we might call you back. God, that was horrible, dude.
Okay. Well, it's because the show is almost over. So if you like to be on the show, and want to be part of this fun, contact us on Facebook, by email, because we'd love to have you on our show as a guest. We're always looking for cookies for foodies, and we're looking for, really interesting people. So if you want to be on our show, just call
us. And if you think you're a Pokemon, please, by all means, call us.
All right, I'm done. You got to say what you got to say, and I'm going to hit the button, and we're out of here.
All righty. Hey, well, it was fun. That was definitely some funny topics. But anyway, yeah, I guess we're done here tonight. Thank you all for listening. I guess we will catch you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Come on back. Talk to you soon.
This morning with songs I sang last night, they were playing my life in my head. Empty bottles of whiskey on the floor of my hotel, and a woman laying in my bed. So round up the boys, 'cause we're off to Colorado. Lives in my bourbon, Lord, will these angels ever come and save me? There's cheap women running around back, loaded shotguns and some gun racks. I play
played chicken on the train tracks ever since I was a young cat. Another hotel, another dive bar, another round of crown, another round of jack. Now this old jukebox says my life story's like a Hank Williams soundtrack. Only memories and tattoos tell me that I lived a good death, good death. I've been burning up the candle, nothing left. Pass me the whiskey and cigarettes.
The devil keeps dancing, please leave me alone. Angels keep singing, telling me to come home. Blame the fast living for the reason I live. Does heaven got whiskey and cigarettes? Does heaven got whiskey and cigarettes? I've done some things that I regret. I hope that you can forgive and forget. Does heaven got whiskey and cigarettes? The devil keeps dancing, please leave me alone. Angels keep singing, telling me to come home. Blame the fast living for the reason I live. Does heaven got whiskey and cigarettes? Does heaven got whiskey and cigarettes? I've done some things that I regret. I hope that you can forgive and forget. Does heaven got whiskey and cigarettes?